manje ngizolungisa lapha obasethe ukukhula kakhulu dadewethu wagula ngo 1973
Now my sister she got sick in 1973
Sahamba sohlala kwelinye lamaplus
And we went and stayed at one of the farms
ngobe gula
because she was ill
manje ke mangabe esevuka ekufeni
When she rose from the dead
in 1974,
she told us about heaven and she saw the Lord Jesus with her own eyes.
Mind you, umese buya ngale, why se kuluma nomfundisi Stegen nizwe kahle, wakhuluma nomfundisi Stegen.
When she came back, she spoke to Reverend Stegen himself.
It is
on my heart that I want to preach to the youth. Think of Reverend Stegen starting to preach in 1951. Mm-hmm. Now a 22-year young woman coming to him and saying she wants to preach to the youth.
Umfundisi khona lapho akabuzadanga gazi na nyama wavuma wathi hayi mawuzwa lokho kulungile.
And Reverend Stegen didn't ask from other flesh and blood. He said, if that's what you feel, may it be so.
Kodwa uma kwakuyimina noma kuwena, wawungathini qhamuka umuntu nje ngo 1974 esethu sefuna ukuphemba inkonzo zabasha.
If it was me or you, what would you have said if a young person had come and say, I want to start a youth services?
Kodwa ngoba wayengumholi olalelayo ukuthi kuvela uNkulunkulu lokho noma kuvela uNkulunkulu.
Because he was a leader who heard God's voice, asked whether it comes from the Lord or not. And she said she wants to start with the white children. And as you heard, it was Indians and Coloureds, and then the Zulus, the Africans.
Yonke leminyaka eshumayela bengekho ikhwaya emabandleni akhe la eshumayela khona.
And then it was revealed to her that she'd like to start a choir. All these years Reverend Stegen had preached without a choir.
Wavuma futhi khona lapha kamelananga naye nezwa njalo nekhundla noma niphethe emakhosini maqhamuka umuntu ethi bona lokhu nalokhu noma mfundisi umuntu ethi ufuna nakho akubonayo. Yana uNkulunkulu buza ukuthi kuNkulunkulu noma yini wavuma khona lapha.
And right there he agreed. And to you who are in position, have you got an ear to hear what God says so you can do what he wants you to do?
Wayesethi ke manje usefuna le choir ihambe yephesheya.
And then she said she wants this choir to go overseas.
Kodwa wathi uzo imali izovelaphi?
But where will the funds come from?
Why say to the Alice, okay, Lange of Anbona La Panya Bangas, to a coffee shop. Yeah, Penjo, yeah, and a coffee shop.
And then they started a CK, Country Kitchen. Now you see the coffee shop, that's where it started.
Oba Yanga came out of Fundisutus, a tatapi, see a figure along 1970. I came out to the Kalaganjanum Sebenzi, Gona Lap, why say to Cargo Lulan Jim Fundisi.
There was not much here, there wasn't money, so there was, let's start the CK so that the choir can go overseas. And the choir went all over. If I mention all the countries, you'll become jealous, even went to Israel.
And
then Then she said, Reverend Stegan, I'm thinking of the alcoholics, the drug addicts. I want to fetch them here that they can be helped.
Ukusho ukuthi ke khona lapho bathuma iveni bihambe yongena la kudayiswa khona imizimba ihambe yofika lapho emathuneni nalapha nalapha bahambe bebafuna babafuna baze babathola bezala khona lapho ngokusizakala kwabo base beqala ukumemana kwabo bamemana mabona sebebabaningi la ekhaya.
And immediately a pickup was sent to fetch those out the brothels. Those who stay in the cemeteries, they came here, were helped, and they themselves then invited others.
And then
they said, Reverend Stegan, can we please get a building?
No, na police, na bap, na ba, we ba nekunle itila ba tsho itagamizwa bahamba sebesizake.
And that big building there, that is where those come. It's doctors, policemen. They bring their children who are troubled, and they come here and get help.
Kusho ukuthi ke njengoba ke nibona ukuthi kuhlangana ngalendlela kwaba yona ke le umafungaso wakithi la.
And as we are gathered in such great numbers, that's where it started. My sister who had this vision. That time, no Aquile, no peppers, no avos. So we had to put everything in. We were only six together with her. She was the seventh, right in the beginning.
And that
we should pray so that there will be food for these children. We put up a tent, the youth came and we had services with them.
And
one morning got up and the tent had blown away because there's strong winds here.
Why said she was a lot of tandazan which is told in through Nelabantu about 10,000.
Then brethren, pray that we get a building where
10,000
can sit. Baba was one of those who doubted, but we prayed for the building, we prayed for vehicles, and by the grace of God, it was possible. The Dube family are those that are the pioneers. They start something.
And John Langa Balele,
it was started there. It's our family member. He saw that his people didn't have a good education, so he wanted to give that opportunity to them. And he was the first president, and he then also said, well, the white people read newspapers, so let's start a newspaper called it the Ilanga. One of our forefathers, and he called it Ilanga, so that part of his name would be there and his legacy would remain.
And
And we came to Reverend Steg and we said, we want a school here at the mission.
Wathi ayi akabona ukuthi ungaba khona isikole esingalunga la izingane zesikole zeyinkinga kodwa wagcina evumile njengoba khona izikole la ekhaya kufundela ngisho ubutisha la ekhaya okuningi okufuna izikole ezikhona la ekhaya esezikhona ngalokho nje umfundisi Stekeni besimthatha njengomlimi njengomsunguli njengomfoyi wakho konke izinto ayidalile la khona ikhona ibaker la khona ibhonlela ekhaya khona usungulwe nje ukwatapheyo uyaphesheya ngale okuningi akusungulile umfundisi Stekeni.
Didn't think that a school would work because children are a problem, but that came about then a college for teachers. Then there was aquila, avocados, bakery, everything. There's so many things. Mas
hamba la endaweni lesihamba sithi omunye cha awu se nami ngangifunda la usuyini sengime me ungubane nje naye wayeya leinkonzweni le einkonzweni efaya ngeke ngisho ngoba uyamhlonipha futhi wayenjani kodwa ke wayeya naye einkonzweni lapha efaya einkonzweni.
And those who have gone past the school, what position are you? They say mayor. For example, our mayor Ngubane, he was also at the services at the fire.
Ibonge kakhulu mangizwa uSompisi la umphemba untuli ethi anothandaza njoba nanithandazile ngaziwezwa kanjani salithandazela lolukhetho noma selidlulile futhi sabonga kulolukhetho sasephinde futhi sathandazela neCovid yanqamuka ngomthandazo saguqa ngamadolo la kuthandazo bonile ukuthi hayi nikhethe indoda yamadoda eyazi uNkulunkulu kumnandi kabo umuntu uma esesikhundleni akhulume ngoNkulunkulu.
And as Premier Ntuli's speech was read, where he acknowledged prayer helped us in these elections. We prayed for COVID to stop, it also stopped. So acknowledging God is important.
Anjalo-ke futhi sizwile ukuthi nithi nizosikhulekela ukube lo msebenzi uqhubeke. Siyabonga uma futhi nisikhulekela.
And as you have said, you will pray for us that this work continues. We will also pray for you in your positions.
Again, this legalene ke nathi bafundisi ukuthi niqhube njengoba sikhuba emabandleni ethu.
Now, you preachers, help us continue as we are continuing in your churches.
Njengokusho lokhu dadwethu akushilo ukuthi angenwa nje sibayeni sendoda noma kanjani.
And I'm saying this as my sister had said, you cannot just come into someone's crawl in any way. Now we, as a church, let us be one and do as preachers and ministers must do. And the way that the Makosi also did it. If there was a girl that had a child out of wedlock, it was fine for that. Now let's do that.
Ngakusemabandleni umuntu khona lapho uma kungukuthi uthole ukhulelwe khona lapho benqunywa ebandleni noma ngabe umama noma ngabe intombi benqunywa ebandleni kuthiwa ayimenyezwele ukuthi onila kahamba akakhishwe ebandleni.
And if there was a congregation member that was expecting out of wedlock as well, they were taken out of the church and it was announced.
No bonake so kwakheke isizwe nziluthi uthen dadwethu uthe masingathi nje la KwaZulu Natal makhosi masingathi la KwaZulu Natal isizwe sami engisibusayo akwazi kwenzeka ukuthi nokuthi nobonake KwaZulu Natal loba nesibusiso.
And that is how you build up the youth. And as we said, if KwaZulu Natal can do it like that, you will see it will rise up.
Tenanga catches it in tone, being a bit my sicculel and jibbing as a scolding, being a scratching, she scolding. My little winter, the baby queen sang hanging catches it. Oman Abiela and Jaran Jobetum Primala Undunango at a Leonto. I go see as on Lobo Gibbons of Patel, Massing up Ambisana La Ponge.
In our time, when a girl was still at school and was expecting, they wouldn't finish school. So let us tighten the reins and let's do the things in the right way.
And
let us punish the children if they've done wrong. There are many ways to do it.
There
are many ways. They say they are free to do what they want, but punish them.
And to those
who are here the first time, we are members of many different churches. Different places. Where they see that the youth are built up here, they send their children here. They have a time that they can confess their sins. And not that they become members of this congregation. No, confess and go and live a life further where they are. The conference is twice a year. We also have ministers' conference right here at home.
Sibonge imthandazo yenu ukuthi ke impela kuyazwela ukuthi ubaba wekhaya noma umama wekhaya akekho siyasizwa leso sikhala. Siyabonga futhi imthandazo yenu. Sibonge futhi ukuthi kusaqhubeka ngoba sikhona nje labasha kuba nikho nifikanga nje bengeke ligujwe lolu suku.
Thank you for your prayers. When the father and the mother of the home are not there anymore, the prayers, they comfort. And you children, thank you for coming. If you wouldn't be here, how could we have celebrated? It was good that you had come, and the song goes, it was good that you've come so that we could celebrate these 50 years
together.
Amakhosis, ndunas, teachers, mayors, thank you for coming to celebrate with us.
Lokho siyamdumisa uNkulunkulu ngakho nesihloko salezi nkonzo sisho njalo.
And that is, we praise the Lord with that, and that is why that's the theme of this conference.
Again, lifundekele izwi ngokungachithi nje isikhathi incwadi yokuqala kaZekhoniki chapter 16 seshumi nesithupha ivesi eshagalombili.
And let's read together 1 Chronicles 16 verse 8.
Uthola mbongeni uJehova nimbize igama lakhe.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name.
Nazise phakathi kweni izenzo zakhe. Hlabelelani kuye, nimhobele, nikhulume ngezimangaliso zakhe zonke.
Make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Tell of all his wondrous works.
Awunakho ukukhohlwa futhi noma sengikhulile kodwa mina ngisayibona ngisemusha.
And yeah, forget. I feel myself, I'm still young. I don't see myself as old. If you tell yourself you are young, you'll see you won't go old.
Now,
my sister said, this blanket that you gave her, one day you also do too. And then she'll borrow it to me and say, or you can also put it over you.
Banjego, former President Zuma, ubaba umsholozi naye uthumelela izolo abantu ezothi nje nayo befisa kakhulu ngeshwa behlelwe ihlweli imnyama kushoniwe wathumela izolo ngokuhlonipha okukhulu ngoba bazisana kakhulu nobaba bamfundisi wambonga wathi lapha emaqhogo kunemishini wenza itiyela khona kulo ndawo.
Former President Zuma also sent a delegation yesterday. Unfortunately, they couldn't be here today because of a death, but they're also just celebrating with us.
And
we are thanking the Lord together. We are celebrating, thanking Him for His great works. King David thanked the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus Himself prayed to God.
In
Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me.
Ngakho-ke njoba sila bazalwane zingane impela njobe shilo la uNdunankulu ukuthi nenkosi yakwaShaka igcizelela la bonke abakhulumile sibonga konke ilokothi abayibekile.
And to all our speakers that have shared everything that they've said, Shenge, we thank you for everything.
Namhlanje kuphelile ukuthi uma uthe ngane nanku 10 rand. Uthi ayinika ivele ingane ihambe uthi hayibo ibuyise bungayifuni awubonga ngani bayisi mayithi ngiyabonga.
Nowadays you give a child 10 rand you have to call it back and say why don't you say thank you.
Namhlanje ngithenye ingane ayingiphoshele icathulo.
Today I asked a child to polish my shoes.
Ase nginika 100 rand.
I gave it 100 rand.
Abele suka ihambe ingane.
And the child just left.
How? Oh, we turned in imali.
Don't you like the money?
What you turned?
Says I do.
Awubongani.
Why don't you say thank you?
Well, my God, it's your bong. Injabulo yakhe yamenza ukuthi ajabulele lo 100 rand yokhombisa ukoko wakhe. Kodwa manje ukuthethi uyabonga. Akasabongi.
And then the thanks came. They were so excited they just left and forgot to thank.
Tshela phangihlele eduze lapha kwambatha laba kuthi wabona bahlala entendeni. Thina noma sihlale ehlalweni bona bahlala entendeni yesandla. Hayi tell my ekhuluma ngathi awu wangiphuca itshumayelo yami ngisazoshumayela ngithini. Wathi hayi umoni muya emoyeni kuba njalo.
And Reverend Bata, I asked him, what have you left for me? Everything that you have said was my heart, so that's where it is. The Spirit of the Lord makes us one.
Emfuna ukugcizelela ke basha njengoba nila okonisiza ukuhlukana nabangani ababa.
Now children, what will help you is to part from evil friends.
Amahubo 1 sahluko sokuqala verse 1 lithi busisiwe umuntu ongahambi nabangani ababi.
Psalm 1 verse 1 said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. If you see the situation, it's because look at the criminality. There are those that steal cars and rob people, blow up banks, murder people.
Wokusiza ukuhlukana nabangani ngoba enye intombazane ishaye imfana imqhifa ngenqindi imqhifa uthi awubheki lokho angitholisa ingane yodwa imshaye into umfana eshaye intombazane sokuyihlaye namhlanje ukuthi ingane zakho ingaka lemali leqolo le.
And then you find that there was even a lady that she punched the boy. And why is that? Well, you only given me one child and you're wanting more children.
Yeah. sebethudana nokungahloniphi umuntu abuye noma ngasiphi isikhathi eyintombazane noma umfana lezi kanti isizulu sithi sala ngokutshelwa sibona ngomongopho.
And they just keep on pushing each other with the evil, whether it be prostitution because they're looking for money, all kinds of evils.
Yini njalo ukukhohlisana lithi uma ufuna isibusiso uNkulunkulu akubusise ukhulu ube uthisha uma mabhalana ube imantshi ube imeya ube udokotela ube unesi ube umama ohloniphekile hlukana nabangani babo.
And they deceive each other, give each other false information. But if you want to become a teacher or something very successful, part from evil friends.
Abase Roma kwavuka intukuthele enkulu kuNkulunkulu kwa Roma 1 verse 21 and 22 ngenxa ukuthi abambonganga uNkulunkulu njengoNkulunkulu wabo bamdumisanga khona lapho inhliziyo yabo yabamnyama.
In Romans 1 verse 21 and 22, the evil that rose up there was great, and their hearts were darkened. And why was that? Because they didn't thank the Lord.
And
the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah rose up, where a woman lusted after another woman and a man for another woman.
Niyabona ukuthi kubaluleke kangakanani ukumbonga uNkulunkulu, umbonge ngakho okwenzele khona, ubonge nale minyaka, ubonge usuku, ubonge nokuthi uhambe wagcineka, ubona uNkulunkulu isibusiso siyosithola.
See how important it is to thank. Thank that the Lord has kept you, that you are this age, that you've woken up. Do that and you will see the blessings God will give you.
Ngiyabonga mina evangeli dadwethu ufakazi elasikhanyiselayo.
I am so thankful for the gospel. My sister is testimony to that.
Sasibuya kulesa nkonzo leza singakahlangana nalela kwaSizabantu.
Before we had met with the gospel of kwaSizabantu,
kubeka ukudla la.
We put the food there.
Sibele sidle nje singathandazile.
We would just eat without praying.
Nabadala bethu bedle nje bengathandazile.
And the adults as well just eat without praying.
Kodwa lafika ke ivangeli kuyilona lona. Las khombisa ukuthi awu kanti kuyadliwa kuyathandazwa noma kuyinkonzo kuyathandazwa ngaphambi kokuthi abantu bedle.
And the true gospel came and said, oh, you pray before you eat, or you pray before you meet together in the service.
Ubone nje abantu lakwasonyo lakwasuka khona inyama ubeze abantu bethi ayashi madoda ayashi madoda uyadla nje akaza akaza thandaza beladle nje thathadle ayashi madoda imbongolo. Oh,
and where a whole treat of meat comes in, oh, and immediately you're starting to nibble and take of that. Are you like the wild animals? They don't pray, they just go straight in. And allow me to say this, which I always
say.
To those that will hear it for the first time, it will give you encouragement to thank the Lord. Baba Kwela, who's passed away, and Baba, they would help accommodate Reverend Steg, and he was the only white man.
He'd
open the window in the morning. Sorry, the curtain. And at that time,
1972.
He wasn't married yet. He got married in
72.
Oh, and you'd say, oh, the sun is shining. May we thank the Lord.
Malina avule futhi makwenzeka lena athi aw liyana makabonga uNkulunkulu.
And then on a day where it's raining, open the curtain. Oh, it's raining. May we thank the Lord.
Wakusithinta lapho ukuthi how kanti noNkulunkulu ubonga noma lini izulu ubonga noma libalele. Thina sithi ngeke ngithi umuntu mayethi kimi eyisafa imvula. Safa ilanga ngithi hayi uNkulunkulu. Ngimbuyise khona la ngithi hayi uNkulunkulu ngoba manje usiyamsola futhi uNkulunkulu ngoba safundisa ukuthi uzothi uma ivula engasho kanje ayisho alivula athi hawu libalele makabo uNkulunkulu avule ngolono show lehani makabo uNkulunkulu sakwangena egazini ukuthi umfele umbongo uNkulunkulu ukuthi ugcinile wazi wasihlanganisa yonke leminyaka.
We saw you thank for the rain and you thank for the sunshine. How often we say, oh my, we're dying of the heat. Oh my, so much rain. Thank the Lord for everything he gives you.
Ake ngeneke endabeni lentshumayelo ke enginayo enhlizweni ezoba umphako wenu njengoba sebesigcina nje mhla 25 lelizwi lelo ngathi ngawumphako kunoma bani.
Now let me give you this word that you can put in your bag that you can take with you to anyone.
Mahubo 33, Mahubo sahluko samashumi amathathu nantathu, ivesi leshumi nambili. Psalm 33, verse 12.
And in Psalm 33, verse 12.
Lithike la, sibusisiwe isizwe esiNkulunkulu waso nguJehova.
Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Akushiwo ukuthi sizwe lesa nalesa sibusisiwe kodwa mase sesihlanziwe ngegazi lika Jesu sesisizwe sisodwa esiNkulunkulu waso nguJehova.
Doesn't say blessed is that and that nation, but to the nation who has been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb and the Lord is their God.
Uma usuyimukelile inkosi wayikhetha njengenkosi yakho wabizwa ukuthi usumntwana kaNkuluNkulu usungobusisiwe usisizwe sikaNkuluNkulu.
If you have chosen God as being your Savior and Him being your God, you are a blessed person and nation.
Nathi sayifuna lezo busiso njengoba lithi thina basha. Hlonipha uyihlo nonyoko ushilo omunye la ubaba wathi ngisho noma sifunde ethini ukuthi umuntu nje masemdala ubaba kweni uyamhlonipha noma umama nawe uthola ke isibusiso ngalo lana ke sesizwe ukuthi sibusisiwe isizwe esiNkulunkulu wase uJehova.
We all want to be blessed. The word says honor your parents, your father and your mother, that you may be blessed. But if God is your God, then you will be a blessed nation. Now you search yourself, who's your God?
Joshua yena wafika lapha ethi khethani namhlanje ukuthi ubani enike umkhonza mina nendlu yami ngiyakumkhonza uNkulunkulu.
Joshua said, you choose ye today whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Manje mawusamkhonza uNkulunkulu sahlanganisa izinto nezinto umkhonza mbumbulu ikholwa mbumbulu ngeke usizakala awuthethele uJesu ayisebenze inhliziyo yakho.
And if you are serving the Lord but you're not truly serving him, now serve him properly with all your heart.
Lithi ke isizwe esikhethileyo esikhethekileyo siyifa lakhe.
The people whom he has chosen as his heritage.
Siyifa likaNkulunkulu bazalwane siyifa uma sesino Jesu.
We are the heritage of the Lord Jesus.
And it says,
there's a song that says, our inheritance is secure in heaven, no one will move it. As we believe, we are the inheritance of God.
Verse 13,
the Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. The eye of the Lord is upon us. He sees whether we are snoring, whether we are listening with our minds or all over. He sees all the children of man.
And
from where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth.
Cabanga njoba sakhile nje emakhaya sineyindawo ngeyindawo. Uyasibuka khona kulezo ndawo esihleli kuzona ukuthi njengamanje ubuka ithombe enqoni. Uyangcolisa umqondo wakho. Njengamanje uyatshontsha. Njengamanje wenza lokhu uyagqekeza ucabanga lokhu. Uyabuka yena usezulwini njoba sakhile nje.
As we have our homes, the Lord sees where we are, looks whether you are looking at pornography, whether you're defiling your mind, whether you're stealing, whatever you do.
Bini niyayibuka le ndaba ethi inkulu ngempela ukuthi kanti uJehova akukho okusithekile kuyena. Konke uyakubona njengoba unoluka 12 verse 2 uthi akukho okufihliwe ngakwambula. Ubuka zonke izinto, ubuka nakuthi inhliziyo yakho icabangani, ingqondo yakho icabanga. Uyasibuka uNkulunkulu esezulwini.
You see how great this matter is. The Lord sees everything. Luke 12 verse 2, there's nothing hidden that will not be exposed. So the Lord sees everything in heaven.
Kuthiwa ke ubaba othile bephila ngembuzi.
There was a man and his life, he received his life by stealing goats.
And
one day he just took a boy along and says, come with me. And he had his rope and his tools.
Boy asked,
where are we going, father? He says, we'll see.
And he got there and he said, you see this bull ram.
That's the one that we must get. And really a big goat.
And
having put the rope over the goat, pulled it till the gate. Looked left, looked right, said, see, no one sees us, let's go.
What umfana, how baba? Usokalazengapa, nangapa, aukalazangezului.
And the boy said, oh, father, we've looked left and right, but you haven't looked up to heaven.
He says,
oh, my child, let's let it go back.
Uma befike ekhaya.
When they got home,
umama usebeka ibhotela elikhulu elingaka.
The mother had already prepared a big pot. The fire was burning. Going to slaughter this goat. Where's the goat? Not there.
And
about to take it out, the boy said, we've looked left and right, but we haven't looked up to heaven.
Uqalaza ukuthi angibona umuntu noma enze isono noma esebenza stolo noma ngabe usebenza kokwataphethi ngokufakala ukwataphethi ngeke ngibone umuntu kodwa uakhohle ukuthi iso liyambona.
And that is what we are like today. We sin and we think no one sees us, so I take that avocado in my pocket where I'm at the shop.
Ungathi sekucishiwe sebelele uzoyibukela iselfoni lakho. Kanti uNkulunkulu akalele, ithizwa akalali yena, akabulali ubuthongo.
And you think the lights are off, now I can look at my cell phone. But the eye of the Lord is on you, he doesn't sleep.
Verse 18 lithi bheka, iso likaJehova liphezu kwabamesabayo, abamethemba umusa wakhe, ukuba akhulule umphefumulo wabo ekufeni abaphilise.
Verse 18, behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him and on those who hope in his steadfast love.
But noma ngabe wenzani iso lika Jehova liyabuka.
And you think, oh, there's a gap. Now I can go and steal that. Now I can go murder someone and do this. But God's eye is always on you.
Bheka ngokusobala futhi uDavide la kumaHubo 24 ukuthi uJehova yena uyabuka futhi ukuthi thina soyikhuphuka inlo ntaba. Shoma inendawona engcwele na.
And in Psalm 24, King David puts it there as well, saying, are we ready? We need to go up that mountain. Are we prepared to do that? Who is able to ascend the hill of the Lord is those with a pure heart. And those who do not let their soul over to lies.
And
you say, oh, I'm gonna go to homework with my cousin, but you've actually gone to your boyfriend or girlfriend. Or the money you have at university you use up and all kinds of filth.
Sihambe naleli gama ke lokuthi sibusisiwe isizwe esiJehova waso uNkulunkulu.
Let's go with this word. Blessed is the nation whose Jehovah is the Lord.
Kaningi thina masikhohlisa sithi hawu singolazalo phela siyahlupheka umuntu atshontshe atshontshe athi phela bengihluphekile. Ha uyibasela isihogo.
How often do we deceive ourselves? We say we're Lazarus. We are poor. That's why we can steal. Oh, your hell is getting hotter and hotter. Lazarus didn't steal. He went to heaven. You say you steal, or you sell your body. You do this because you got no money. I don't have parents. No, don't do that. Your hell is getting hotter.
Listen to go by Chelila Basha. Ninen Kalufigala, Bo Baba, Gabachel Gucci, Gengala Segelua, Iman.
To the Babas that are here for the first time, I was telling the youth these days, recently I lost some money. And this money was in a white envelope. I said, I will find that money. I know where I lost it. We were in that meeting there, but I think I'll find the money. It was in a white envelope. I know there are those who are like me. Even though they see a paper here, they won't pick it up. Just pass by.
But
those who have learned that a paper is litter, they'll pick it up. And as I was approaching with my car, I could see there's the envelope. I got there, it was all brown because it had been trampled on.
I
said, it could be, these people are like me. When they see a paper, they don't pick it up. Imagine if they'd picked up the paper, it's making it dirty here, and then they would have found that 300 rand.
Oh, now ungalahlekelwa ukuthi awuyini ukholwa mina ngisazoyiphilela mina impilo noma ngabe beshumaka kanjani abefundisi omgidi noma oshandu noma ongema noma omhlongo befakaza ngoJesu ukuthi hayi ngisazokhula mina ukuthi ha kanti uthathe njengephepha uthathe njengento engelutho hayi uthi ukholwa kuyini And
you can also lose out if you say, oh, what is this gospel? And the different preachers that bring the gospel to you. If you do not take hold of it, get hold of it because it will get you to heaven.
And when
Baba and them grew up, they said the gospel is just something for those that are just running after women. It's for the woman.
Yeah, we are seven. Look up. I get to unless it's cutting. Umuntu maso uthatha ukholwa indoda ubukele phansi ukuthi uyini sibanibani useyumfazi ulandelana nomfazi kwahamba laba bantu ababuka belandelana namakhosikazi abo kwabonakala inkolo bathi hawu nathi sifuna le nkolo.
And it was just something that was despised, but as time went on, the men that went after that followed the woman who had become believers, now suddenly they also wanted to become Christians. And there was a time where it says, no, it's the religion of the white man. It's just the religion of the white person.
So Reverend
Stegan said, well, if it's the religion of the white man, why do you smoke? Why do you drink alcohol?
See
how you find excuses. If you don't pick up that paper, you will lose out on those blessings so that your name can be written in heaven.
And
when they had the first youth conference, Maluma, you couldn't get them. They were always running away. But you heard him testify how the Lord got hold of him. In Isaiah 59 says, the Lord's hand isn't shortened so it can get you. Sorry, that it's not shortened that it cannot save you.
Ngibongela kudadewethu ukuthi esadla nhlamvana njwakele khushwayo maqhama ukube nawe ukwazi ukuthi kugujwe leminyaka osekhona.
And as well to my sister, I hope I have it right, Baba, that you have been able to be kept all these years, that you can be part of the celebration.
Sizobonga kanye nawe sonke. Tinabasha, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu agcine namanje usazogcina ushilo udokotela la professor la kade sikuma lo wathi ungayitshethu zokufa nami ngento ukuthi hawo uzokufa la dadu sazophila nje namanje ke nami ngisho njalo ukuthi hawo thina siyamdumisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi ulalele ukuba ulalelanga ngabe sonke asitholanga abanye bayimanje njengoba ngishilo bawodokotela bawonesi bamaphoyisa bawutho namhlanje abanye baze bathola umshado okuwona wona.
And that with the youth we can all celebrate together. Professor Sealing said, no, your time isn't here yet. You can still be many years with us. So we thank you, Mom.
Ake sivale amehlo sithandaze.
Shall we close our eyes and pray?
Baba osezulwini siyabonga konke okuhle osenzele khona.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything good that you've done for us. There is none like thee. And there is none who cares for us as you do, Lord. We thank you and praise
you.
For these 50 years since the Lord started the work amongst the young people, we pray and ask, Lord, that you please continue with your work. May it not stop. Lord, as you've gathered so many young people from different places, may there be no one who goes back without receiving that which you have prepared for them.
Siyabonga Nkosi nokufika kwabantwana bakho beyidela befika la kwangathi Nkosi ngababusisa noma sibebuyele emuva ubaholo bagcine bafike kahle emakhaya laba bazobuyela emuva.
And we thank you, Lord, for all your children that have come, sacrificed their time, coming from closer and far to be here. May you also, Lord, please keep them as well when they go back. And our God, we also thank you for the food that we are about to receive. And we thank you, Lord, for it and you giving us to us graciously, Lord. And Lord, we pray and ask that you bless the food even into our bodies, so that your holy name may be glorified.
Amen.
Amen.